After months of an empty stage, a community theater in Murray is nearing the end of a season full of changes and challenges. Reporter Sydney Anderson and Scotland Ballard have more on Playhouse in the Park's efforts to make the show go on during a worldwide health pandemic.
It's a Halloween story, so it's supposed to be scary.
The sky is darkening to an indigo blue as crickets chirp and feet hit stone steps at Murray's Rotary Amphitheater. The wooden structure holds a simple set that includes a chalkboard, a wooden table of chairs, and standalone walls. Gravestones spill out from the mouth of the theater onto the grass. Tonight's show is The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Patrons wearing masks carry lawn chairs and fan out 6 feet apart in front of the amphitheater. After months of Playhouse in the Park shutdown, showgoers are glad to be back.
I guess, how does it feel to be back?
Wonderful.
It's wonderful. I'm glad they put the amphitheater in years ago.
Me too.
It's cool that this can happen outdoors, though, and it can carry on. We missed it.
A lot of people pour their heart and soul into it, and it's really fun to see the talent and the drive and the different personalities that come together to make Playhouse work.
But a couple months ago, when the pandemic began its spread across the U.S., Playhouse in the Park's return to the stage wasn't so certain. Director Lisa Cope says she had many restless nights thinking about the theater's future.
Many weeks I didn't sleep very much because I would just lay awake at night and think, I don't think we're going to make it. I don't see how. And you can tell I get really emotional still about that.
Cope says the theater was able to survive because of community support. She says they received permission to perform in mid-August, but there were guidelines. Instead of performing in the Playhouse's Black Box Theater, they moved outdoors to the amphitheater. The cast had to be smaller and the sets minimized. Most shows this season have 2 to 5 performers. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow is their largest and features 12 cast members.
But they're on stage at different times. And we have to be able to distance the performers as much as reasonably possible. And that's been one of the things that's been really challenging for directors.
Cope says cast members perform roughly 20 feet from where the closest patrons are seated, and the venue can hold up to 75 showgoers with social distancing. The performers rehearse in masks and wear them right up until they go on stage, but they don't perform in them.
And we've tried to be smart and to be safe and to do it the right way because we feel like this probably is the new normal for a while.
There's also the financial issue.
There's zero budget. We have no money.
Cope says costumes and props were recycled and reworked for this season's shows. Many of the props for The Legend of Sleepy Hollow were sourced from a past Addams Family show.
We did already have this tree. This was from the Addams Family that we did a few years ago.
Cope says everyone involved with Playhouse, except for herself, is a volunteer.
Justin Cunningham works with sound, set creation and props, and is co-directed. He says he got involved with Playhouse because he wanted to expose his 8-year-old daughter to the arts.
So this gives an outlet for me to introduce my daughter to things she may not see otherwise.
Cunningham says Playhouse is a community that supports each other.
I actually lost my mom a few months ago, and this was a way for me to kind of pour myself into something and have that creative outlet to kind of deal with my emotions. But more than that, you know, it was the support of the people here, that group of volunteers who are more like family.
Cunningham says changing venues has created new challenges. While they would only need one light board at the Black Box Theater, they're operating 3 at the amphitheater.
There are a lot of unexpected changes as the show kind of builds up, and it's definitely been an adventure trying to make those things happen in a whole new place with maybe non-conventional methods.
Cunningham says the pandemic has caused them to try new things, like moving their children's summer camp virtual, and form new relationships, like partnering with Murray Rotary Club to use the amphitheater. He says the future of Playhouse may look different, but he's excited and hopes to offer theater to more people at a time. In Murray, I'm Scotland Ballard.
And I'm Sydney Anderson.